the spotlight on the heart of West Michigan United Way, thanks to my guests. Well, one that's fairly consistent in the house, Ellen Carpenter, Vice President of Marketing. Did you always want to be a vice president growing up as a little girl playing with your you know,
my
your,
briefcase?
Your briefcase.
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
I was going there. I wasn't going to go with dolls. Ellen, always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
Darcy Cunningham, Essential Services and Operations Director, co-chair of the Food and Nutrition Coalition. How's your life?
It's great.
Oh, that's good. What does that mean when we introduce you with the Food and Nutrition Coalition?
Sure. The Food and Nutrition Coalition is one of the five subcommittees of the Essential Needs Task Force of Kent County. So there are five different committees, including the Food and Nutrition Coalition, the Coalition to End Homelessness, Energy, Transportation, and Workforce Development.
Great.
So this is system work.
Good. Well, we are here to talk about food security, a big event that United Way has coming up. I know Food from the Heart, and volunteers are going to assemble ready to prepare meals that will be distributed through Feeding America West Michigan Food Bank to food pantries right here in our own backyard. Talk about this.
Well, we are super excited to be hosting an event on Tuesday, June 21st, starting at 10 a.m. And our goal is to be packaging 11,000 family meals that will be distributed by Feeding America West Michigan to food pantries across Kent County.
You are asking the community to help?
We are also super excited that the Van Andel Arena has generously donated their space for us to conduct this event. So it will be on the floor of the Van Andel Arena. We need up to 350 volunteers for this event. You can register as an individual, as a family, as a book club, Bible study, a department in a company. So you can come as a team or come as an individual.
And you were asking who to participate in this?
People ages 5 and up. So it also could be a family event, kind of a fun way to start your summer. The only caveat we have to that is we would like no more than 3 children under the age of 18 with one adult, so that we don't have huge groups of children without an adult to help them.
You're just envisioning the day, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's going to be super fun.
Plan appropriately. Super fun because I trust you can fill some time if I ask you why this event is important.
Well, it's important because we have food security issues in West Michigan. We have 39% of the people that live here are unable to meet their basic needs. It's a big piece of what Darcy and the coalitions address, because people can't get to a better life if they can't meet their basic needs. So being able to work together as a community to provide these meals that will be distributed free to the food pantries across the county is just, it's one of those places that we can really join together to make our community better.
Again, back to you, Darcy. Salvation Army is where you call home.
Yes.
Would you talk more about food security, the needs in our community? And I know Grand Rapids is a city for foodies and beer city, but isn't there, there really must be an issue when it comes to food security.
There is. As Ellen mentioned, 39% of the households in Kent County struggle to meet basic needs, and in Grand Rapids, it's 51%. So as the cost of food continues to rise, it's a challenge for families to have access to fresh and healthy and affordable food. So what we're seeing is food insecure households, and those are households that are afraid they won't have enough to eat. They eat less healthy foods and fewer fresh foods because of limited resources. And so this is about 13% of the households in Kent County that are food insecure, and 18% of children are food insecure.
Yeah, well, you've done the measurements. Any more stats to share? That's good. Why do people need assistance?
So people need assistance because, you know, unexpected things come up. If they have an unexpected car repair, home repairs, loss of income, loss of employment. Also, household budgets usually increase in the summer when children are home from school.
And Salvation Army helps.
We do, yep. So the Salvation Army Social Services of Kent County, our purpose is to connect people with resources in all of the basic needs areas. So we have programs to stabilize housing and end homelessness, promote food security and nutrition, maintain utility service, and support the health of pregnant women and children.
That's great. So it's not just an issue with affordability and also an issue of accessibility, especially when it comes to fresh and healthy options. So what's being done to address this?
Kent County has a lot of great organizations working on food issues and food justice. The Food and Nutrition Coalition includes these groups as well as other systems such as the public health system, education system, and Department of Health and Human Services. It's the only collaboration and through system change that we can really make an impact on the entire county. The agencies that participate in the Food and Nutrition Coalition are so valuable and bring great expertise to the table, but community challenges around food insecurity are too big for any one organization.
Come together to fight to accomplish your goals. So, Ellen, why does the United Way focus, and how does the United Way focus their donor, your donor dollars on food security?
So United Way is a funder. We raise money with companies, and then we turn around and grant that money out to organizations like Salvation Army, who have such broad missions and do such essential work in this community. So food security, along with housing, child education, violence prevention, those are things that United Way funds. So we have close to $360,000 that we fund specifically around food security, and that helps a number of families, more than you think. So 42,000 people received assistance in programs that were supported by United Way. The services range from food pantries as well as, like, for example, the Catholic Charities has a food and toddler pantry, and so we help support that as well. So we support all of Kent County, so we are looking at ways to make those donor dollars stretch as far as possible.
Looks like you deal with the American Red Cross.
We do. Emergency food, you know, like Darcy was talking about, sometimes there's crisis where people need emergency food, emergency shelter. So that's another area. It could be a house fire. It could be flooding that we've had a couple years ago. So there's a lot of reasons for that. We also look at populations that also can be populations that are in crisis, and seniors is an example of that. So providing senior meals is also an opportunity to, support this marginalized group.
Put a number on that. You've provided, your agency partners have provided meals to how many seniors?
Almost 7,000, 6,700, and it's across the county, which also includes Sparta, Lowell, Granville, Walker, and downtown. So it's not just focused in Grand Rapids, it's focused throughout.
What else would you like to share, Darcy?
We appreciate United Way's collaboration in supporting all of these programs in this community-wide event, and we invite anybody that is interested in participating in these basic needs to join us at the table of the Essential Needs Task Force.
How do we find out more about Salvation Army?
Sure, you can visit our website at sasocialservices.org.
Wrap it up for me, Ellen Carpenter, as we do put the spotlight on your community events monthly.
If you have a couple of hours, we would love for you to come and join with the larger community to build these meals. So go to our website, hwmuw.org, and on our homepage, you'll be able to click Food from the Heart and register to be, like I said, as an individual or part of a larger group. We really think it's going to be a fun, necessary event.
You bet. June 21st.
Yep.
I think that's around the first day of summer or something, so it better be a sunny, nice day, or not. Thank you all. Ellen Carpenter on behalf of the West Michigan United Way, Vice President of Marketing, Darcy Cunningham, Essential Services and Operations Director, Co-Chair of the Food and Nutrition Coalition.